K&R, turn it up and rip off the knob.
What?
I'm just so ashamed to be here right now.
Why, because of that?
Yes.
You're welcome.
Everything about my life just got way, way weirder.
You guys ever listen to Drive Time Radio at all?
Anybody?
Anybody?
My dad was a radio DJ growing up, and he was Drive Time Radio, so that's just what I grew up on.
And not only that, but we do this thing. Well, okay, I'm not going to say we. I'm going to say
Colin.
Called the Two Douche Morning Show. So,
which it might get spun off into its own podcast, hopefully.
Dear God, get me out of this boat before it sinks.
I want it so bad.
Oh, you're coming down.
I want it so bad.
You will go down with this ship.
This is going to be another karaoke, random panel podcast karaoke thing.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that, actually.
This is not going to be a normal panel. We're just kind of going to treat this like one of our podcasts. So I hope
you weren't supposed to tell them. It was not. It's part of the bit.
We're ready to have fun. So
it's part of the bit.
It's 5:30.
Like family right now.
I know.
We need Steve Harvey.
No, we do not. This is the last.
I'm old school. I'm Richard Dawkins. Dawson. Richard Dawkins. It's been
Richard
a long weekend.
Dawkins. The people are coming up.
Yeah.
I'm struggling. Thank God I haven't had to meet anybody important yet.
Oh. How is your Comic-Con going, guys?
Let's hear ya. Come on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Who just said kill me?
Who do you think said kill me?
Oh, okay.
What is the actual official name of the panel?
This is Podcasting Get Heard.
Podcasting Get Heard.
Podcasting Get Heard.
I can't do it. I'm just stuck. This is basically going to be a free-form thing. It is a combination of two different podcasts. We are Name Redacted. I'm Alexander Fulmer.
I'm Chris Nielsen.
And I'm Colin Norris. And with us today is...
I'm Kevin Schaefer from The Joy of Geek.
Awesome.
So it's kind of a... Yes! It's kind of a double episode kind of thing. We're just going to do a podcast right here for you.
Yeah.
So we're sorry ahead of time.
Quick question. What's the youngest audience member we have?
I assume it's Nat.
No.
Is it Nat? It's probably Nat.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll keep it a hard PG-13. We'll keep it a hard PG-13. Can we agree to that? Okay.
Oh, I can't. I can't say shit.
No.
Oh, okay.
You get that. That was our one.
That was our one.
You can say shit as many times as you.
You can. We can.
Say what?
Shit.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm so glad we're not doing a belt bet.
What? Yeah. What's your?
There's a child in the room.
What? What's your podcast about? What do you guys do?
Yeah.
So we started. My friends Jordan Rich here in the audience. It started as a gaming podcast called The Joy of Gaming a few years ago. And then at a certain point, they were doing these special edition episodes to cover things like Comic-Con, so comics, movies, TV, and we decided just to branch it out. And so when I came on, we made it all four.
Just rebranded.
Mediums. Yeah, so we rebranded it, and we got a website going this summer. So
that's awesome.
I've been on there for about a year and a half now.
Okay.
So we alternate between comics, movies, TV, and gaming.
That's kind of naturally what happened with us, because we started as more of a storytelling podcast, which we still...
Almost explicitly.
Exclusively. Yeah. But we
kind of still are, but our stories have just started to evolve around going to cons and things like
that. Right, yeah. And it just sort of naturally happened. And then one day we found ourselves doing panels. Mm-hmm. We found Alex ended up going to Gate City Comic Con back when Acme had its...
Comic
Book City Comic Con. And ended up getting mini interviews with 15, 20 creators.
I hit the floor and I didn't really know what I was going to do. that is
still
neither here nor there. And it's still kind of how I feel. I got here at this con and I was like, where are things? I hit the floor. And I was like, okay, I want to get interviews with people. And we hadn't really done interviews with anybody that we didn't already know before. And I really lucked out because I knew everyone that worked at the comic shop that was running the convention. And so I just walk up to my friend Ian and I was like, hey man, how do I go about interviewing people? And he goes, you walk to them and you record things.
Because we've never...
And then you hit stop and then you put it on the fucking internet.
We had never entered the realm. Like, I had always been a comic book fan, but I never really entered the realm of like going to shows, and I had no idea how accessible these people were.
Yeah, that first thing that I did, I ended up Janet Lee and Brian Smith and Michael Watkins and Jeremy Dale before he passed, and Kelly Yates, and I had never met these people before. Well, a couple of them I had met once or twice, but I walked up to them and I was like, you got like 10, 15 minutes to talk to me? And they were like, yeah, sure. And I was like, oh my God, you said yes.
That's cool. Oh, and you're walking around and you're finding out so much more about comics that you've never even heard of. And everybody's got something cool. What was it like for you, like early when you guys started your podcast? Like, what was your experience like?
Yeah, I mean, like when I came on, I think, you know, we were doing the rebranding and like you guys, I mean, we had just so much, all these topics to hit on. And we also had similar experiences with creators because we had a couple friends we brought on the show before that were local creators that we had no problem getting on. And then we go to Heroes Con this year and we start promoting it more. Mm-hmm. And all these creators, I mean, some who published the Image, DC, are like, yeah, man, we'll talk with you sometime. And so
we're so spoiled. We're so spoiled.
And so, I mean, I think it really gets better every week. You know, I mean, we try to record every week or every other week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just great because we never know what topic we're going to hit on. Sometimes we'll do a movie review or a graphic novel review. Sometimes we'll just be talking comics for like an hour and a half or 2 hours. And,
isn't it funny how those talks will just absolutely get away from you?
Oh my gosh.
And then you check the Audacity file when you're done. And you're like, we just talked for 2.5 hours.
We've had 3 hours.
About 3 hours?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder why my voice is gone the next day.
More you do it, the like shorter and shorter it feels.
Absolutely.
Do you guys get that too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
That's why doing these 45 minute panels before I know it, I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh shit, we got to do crowd questions.
Yeah.
It kind of just flows to the point where you're just like, oh, I just had a conversation and that conversation just went on for 2 hours. And I literally just wanted to talk about pizza.
Yeah, and the sun's down. You've grown a beard.
Yeah,
I've grown a beard. Tried to.
Yeah, I like that. Immediately we get laughs. Like, look at him. He can't grow a beard. Look at his face. Stupid face.
Do you guys with yours? Do you have like a set of topics you want to talk about each episode, and then kind of go from there? Or
we talk about it loosely at the beginning.
Really depends, man. Like, we were talking about this some in the Podcasting 101 panel, and there's definitely time, and we're all, like, just production nerds. And that's what the topic of our, like, the main content of our podcast is really production, right? And our tagline's like, what's your nerd? Because that's kind of the best way to sell it. But at the end of the day, we like the talking to people who have a process of making a thing, whether that's comic books or root beer, you know? And
if you're an egg salad nerd, we'll talk to you about it.
Yeah, and like, so playing around with that is really cool because like we did a high production episode. We spent like a month editing it down. It was really cool. We did it improv. It was a radio drama, and it was this excuse to be really artsy and Yoko Ono about the whole podcast. You know? And then, but
not what I was shooting for.
No, but it was. I mean, it's not.
Because, and that's why I'm divorced now.
That's it. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I've never.
No. But it was just a fun thing to do. It was something that was exciting, and it was a way to dip our toes in the water of the art of what we do. But from week to week, we just sit down and talk. Like, we'll talk about stuff over the course of the week and be like, hey, I did this thing.
Do you guys have a group chat? Because we maintain a constant group chat.
That helped so much because for a while, you know, we'd send texts and stuff. But, yeah, we did a group me, and that helped so much better.
Yeah.
We have the three of us here, and then we have a fourth member of our podcast, Kelsey Lear, who lives in Charlotte. And so that allows us to stay all connected.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a detriment, though. God forbid you're at work for 4 hours and then the conversation just rolls without you. And then all of a sudden it's like, by the way, we're annexing Poland at the very end of it. And I'm just like, how did we get here from who do we have on this week?
Sometimes it starts that way, too.
Sometimes it does start that way.
Just all caps with links to things that I'm like, this has nothing to do with what we do.
The scariest thing I've found in the chat is seeing, guys, I have a plan.
Oh no, that never goes well. Like, it always seems like it's gonna be brilliant, and then at the end of the day, you're like, that is gonna cost us a lot of money in lawyer bills.
And then we own a horse. And it did like yeah.
His name is Skippy. I still love him.
I still want a t-shirt cannon.
Yeah.
We talked about building our own.
We'll kickstart it.
And then
somebody kickstart a potato salad. We can kickstart a fucking t-shirt cannon. Speaking of t-shirts, because this is really about kind of getting heard and building an audience.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
It's what it's
have you guys about. Stepped your toes into brand like merchandising yet?
We are still in the early stages, so we're talking about it. But we really just launched the website with the podcast this summer. The podcast has been a few years, but all the rebranding really just happened this summer. So we're still in the early stages. We're working on banner and logo and all that. So not to merchandise yet, but all those are in talks. And it can be difficult because, I mean, I'm a full-time student.
Right.
Jordan Ridge yeah. works full-time. So we are in those stages. But as for our promotions, you know, we're doing this. We're going to Oak City in a few months. So I think
about Oak City.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. I think conventions are really one of the best ways to promote.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we like to just hit the floor and hand out buttons.
Exactly.
We found that anything that you can give somebody that's tangible.
Yeah.
People like free things.
Yeah. People love free stuff.
Absolutely.
I got free buttons. Also, if anybody
why are you pronouncing buttons. That T so
Look,
hard?
I like to...
Buttons.
It's very funny.
Just embrace your southernness. Just, it's buttons.
I'm not from here.
You barely. Barely.
You know what?
I'm from Cleveland. Shut up.
Look, okay? Just...
So have you guys done much social media stuff or like?
Yeah, we do have a Twitter page and a Facebook page, which both carried over from the Joy of Gaming.
Yeah.
So you know, still learning all those, and
it's hard.
It is work, and yeah. I mean, I get once we launched the website, we kind of rejoiced when we started getting spam out because I'm like, hey, that means we're getting attention.
Oh
you know?
My god!
Hold on.
We're like, hey, we're getting. I mean,
we're getting on our WordPress.
Oh my god.
On our WordPress,
we have one post. Yeah, we have
one post.
You use WordPress too?
You guys?
Yeah.
Do? Okay.
Yeah.
We have one post.
It's called Hostful, thank God.
Because we had a Hostful episode where we didn't have a guest.
Yeah, we had so many guests for a long time. And we were like really excited to just get down and talk with the three of us. And for some reason, this post gets more spam than I can mark as spam sometimes.
Yeah.
Like I'll be hitting the spam button and just things are just getting posted. And then I put a spam filter on it and it slowed it down a lot. But man, this is like all day, man. I'm just clearing spam.
And like no other comments.
I mean, a Stranger Things review or something like simple as that. Like, I mean, we get all kinds of spam.
That might have been it.
Yeah. So you guys are mostly review oriented.
Review journalism type thing. I mean, we do. I mean, it was always that bunch of. I mean, both when it was gaming, it was always review based, talking about inside culture and inside baseball kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's where we're tackling like inside baseball for deep culture.
That's
Rich
awesome.
Came up with that.
Really good.
That was cool.
So yeah, we just went. I mean. And it's always fun because, like, especially when we get into heated debates, it's just like, I'm like, this is going to get the most downloads because they're just so much fun.
I need to be on y'all's because we can't argue about things because we just argue. We argue so hard.
We argue.
It's like mom and dad arguing sometimes.
Yeah,
especially when Alex and I get into it because Alex and I have known each other since we were 12 years old.
Yeah.
So
I was 11, he was 12.
18 years on my end.
Our relationship can go to the army.
It can and can almost drink. But so when we argue, we know the buttons that to push on each other.
Yeah.
So that's why we tend not to.
And it's funny,
talk
we have a saying with our friends. We're like, we can talk about religion, we can talk about politics, but if anybody brings up Batman, everybody's going.
Oh, it's crazy. Over.
it's
over as soon as Batman comes up. I'm like, one of you will die. Give me a reason.
Yeah. Especially when we do, like.
No.
That's not a question. We don't talk about it. We'll save that for when we're on the joint.
What did I just say? You were sitting right there.
Our group me chats, so that's usually how it goes. Like, we'll get into a heated debate over a movie or comic or something, and then we tell jokes to each other on the group meet. You'll be like, hey, I'm getting, like, Jordan, I'm getting you a copy of Suicide Squad in December, something like that. Or if a news pops out. So we love doing that to each other.
Do you guys troll each other on the podcast?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Constant.
It's so much fun.
Like in the podcast 101 panel, we have this thing where Alex will talk, and it's one of his buttons. I know how to do it. and we just railroad the shit out of him. Like, just talk over him, continue to talk about a previous topic. We did it so bad, he left the house.
I did.
His own house.
Like, a house I lived in.
That,
like,
we didn't live in.
Yeah, I legitimately, I got up and I was like, this is fucking over. And I just left. I just walked out. And, like, I came back 10 minutes later.
And then we heard the car door shut, and we were like, he's driving around the block.
I drove around the block. I came back in. I sat down. And they're both just grinning. And I was like, how are you stoked about this? Like, I'm so angry. And they were just like, look at your stupid face. I was like, yeah, all right. That's fair. Like, this is fine. I guess I'll just take it and move on with my day. Bros. God damn it.
But that's what's fun about podcasting is just the community you build there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we all met through NC State Student Media. Mm-hmm. That's
awesome.
Yeah. And so Jordan Rich, we're already friends, and then I met them. I'm the youngest of them. So, yeah, it's just like you just, because you talk about all kinds of things, you go to cons together. That's just the community just comes natural.
What's the podcast community been like for you? Like the outside? Like,
in terms of like at cons and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's really cool. I mean, it's always fun networking.
Because we want to start like a meetup.
Podcast would be a lot of fun.
I mean,
I think it's, I mean, like, we're good friends with the guys who do Internet Picnic.
We write for them.
I've got an article I'm working on.
We brought on Cliff on one of our episodes. Like,
Cliff's great. We had Cliff on.
We did too until the file corrupted. The technical woes.
Like the only time it's ever happened.
And just fell apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, that was one of our best episodes, I would say.
Same.
He's awesome.
He's great. We talked about everything from about a month or so before the Miller World came out.
Yep.
That was like right after.
That was right after us.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
No, it was right before us because Miller World was coming out on Wednesday after we spoke to him.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. When you put some geeks in a room together, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Make yeah.
That kid is a phenom.
Oh man, you know what would be cool? Is, and I didn't think about this before, and this is a question for you guys too. If we planned a meetup where we got different podcasts that were here together to meet up and people that were interested in those podcasts to meet up, would you guys be into that?
You guys come?
You guys think it's cool?
Yeah?
Yeah?
Cool.
Just a couple of stone-faced no's, go fuck yourself. Cool.
Just massive disinterest. Whatever. Yeah. Do what you want.
Especially because, like, on the topic of being heard, like, networking is so crucial, and I think so many people that, like, at least respond to us with the stuff that we talk about are like interested in doing it because that's just because we talk about the creative process. So I would love to give people the opportunity to meet other people that are also like doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, because high tides raise all ships.
Right,
I mean,
right.
In all honesty.
Well, and it's a niche market because, I mean, podcasting, like, I mean, you know, you in this YouTube age and everything. I mean, I watch a lot of YouTube, but like there's just something special about podcasting that, like, because you can listen to them anywhere on the go. There are just less limitations because, I mean, we can have 3-hour episodes, you know, and we just like talk nonstop. And so there's a ton of community that stems from that.
Yeah. I mean, it's opened up so many doors for us, like creatively and professionally that, you know, getting to meet you, you know, I've seen you at so many cons and never took the time to like walk up to you and introduce myself. But here we are sitting on a panel talking about podcasting, which is something we have in common.
For sure. You know
what I mean?
Actually, let's bring up both of your co-hosts. Like, we'll talk to you guys a little
bit.
Come on up.
Come on up.
I think you guys share a mic because this one's short now.
You don't have to share a chair, but you share a mic.
But this mic's pretty loud.
Yes. We all kind of do the podcast and convention thing. Like, one of our favorite things to do with people who we have on who go to conventions is talk a little bit about, like, batshit crazy stories from cons.
I'm Chris.
Oh, look at this.
Is this the hot mic here?
Yeah. That's the hot mic.
Word.
Right. Yeah. But we like to talk about like kind of crazy con stories, weird stuff that's happened at cons to you. So like just introduce yourselves to them and, you know, like let's hear a crazy con story.
All right. So, my name is Rich.
His name is Rich.
Hi, Rich.
There we go.
Rich Lepore. And I heard no end of the fun about that in high school, of course. Because my first name's Rich, last name is Lepore. You didn't.
Oh, we got it.
I wasn't sure. I heard no response. It was crickets. So one doesn't know if I mumbled the last name or something like that. But anyway, crazy con stories. I don't know about crazy. I haven't had a lot of real crazy things happen. But what I have found, and I think it goes along with what you guys have been saying a lot, and that is how friendly people are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the amazing, like, inside the creative process stories, people tell me all kinds of controversial stuff about, you know, the artist that stopped writing, that stopped drawing the book, like, midway through, and how after the first issue of, you know, event, you know, they knew that the book was going to be canceled, but there still were 8-9 issues still to come out. Things like that, that, you know, it's like, I can't believe you told me that, but it's cool. I mean, I'm sharing it now because it's irrelevant at this point, but at the time, that was like hot news. It was really interesting to know. And
it's hard to know what to keep under your hood and what to, like, because sometimes people do tell you stuff that, like, you're really not supposed to say anything.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Well, another part of that, too, is finding that balance is tough. Kotaku is a site I like to read a lot. And, you know, Kotaku got in a lot of trouble with Bethesda and Ubisoft because, you know, I'll use Bethesda as an example. They busted out Fallout 4, huge spoilers, like a year and a half once they got a leaked document. And, you know,
they got blacklisted and are still blacklisted.
Right. I think it's starting to loosen, but like at least 2 years of that because of what Jason Schreier posted. You know, he comes from Wired and a more journalistic attitude. In the games industry, I mean, they call it enthusiast press for a reason. You know, because it's the it's different. So when you bring when the two worlds collide of like actual journalism and video games journalism, sometimes they don't operate the same way. So it's tough to know what to share.
Me being a gamer, that's why I think we don't personally cover a whole lot of gaming except for stuff that works.
It's real tabloid.
Because because like you talk about like who's leaving what studio, what studio is being shuttered this week, and oh my god,
it's tough to do, man.
Yeah,
the last really video game I played is like it's like
you played Guild Wars 2. That's the last video game.
No, it was before that.
Or it was PlayStation All Stars.
On that topic, real quick, we've got a policy on our show where when people come on the show, it's called Name Redacted because the joke is that we only censor names.
Yeah.
And so unless somebody says something that like would legitimately put their career in trouble, like we tell them up front, like we don't edit this.
Nope.
Unless it's a big deal.
I've had to remind people before,
and people,
like, we are still journalists.
Self-censor well enough. And we do get, like, breaks and stuff. Like, people are willing to talk to us and we interview them in a way that they feel comfortable doing that. But we're not getting everybody in trouble, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, our thing, we do news just because we want to have something topical, but we try to, like, our big thing is we'll talk about the big news, but we just try to come up with topics that, outside of the reviews, which we regularly do, that are kind of timeless. We want to have an archive of episodes.
Yeah, like evergreen.
If people discover us 5-6 years in, I mean, we've been going 4 years now, we want them to be able to go, okay, here's all our old episodes. Like, we had a whole episode where we just talked about all the narratives of the Sonic the Hedgehog games and how ridiculous they are.
Could you link me that? Because
that's awesome.
That sounds
awesome. Yeah, and part of it was just one of our co-hosts being incredulous that any of those things were actually allowed into a major product.
And then you're like, no, this is canon.
Exactly.
This happened.
Oh, that's Jordan, good, why don't you do your thing?
As far as crazy
yourself.
Yeah, I'm Jordan. I've been the co-host pretty much since the beginning. And as far as crazy con stories, we go to MAGFest every year, which is the Music and Gaming Festival, which is a 24-hour festival.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
It's a game party more than anything.
Yeah, so it's a lot of drunk gamers like running around at 3 in the morning.
Nobody knows how to party like drunk nerds. Drunk nerds can party.
It's like they missed out on it in high school.
And we got to make up for it.
If it's going to be that kind of party, I'm going to blah, 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 blah.
First time I ever went to LARPing con. I think it was, I can't remember the name of it to save my life. And I was hammered drunk trying to LARP playing werewolf. 20 years old in pirate pants, and I don't know what to do with myself.
Where do I go?
Did you have a particular MAGFest story? I was wondering.
Oh, I mean, nothing particular. Just that it's a big part of getting to go to things like that is just seeing people. And why I love MAGFest so much, I mean, I love NC Comic Con, obviously, being here and getting to talk on a panel is cool. But MAGFest just, it's purely people having a good time. They do a great job of keeping it friendly and not too anything bad happening. And it's just, it's fun to get to be in that environment where you can just let loose and get to know people. And that's been a great thing in terms of spreading our audience.
A friend of our show, his name's Tim, he was the one who got us to go to MAGFest. He ran panels and now he does a thing called Mages, which is like intellectuals and video games there. He runs that whole thing. It's really cool. But he had this story that he told to sort of lure us there the first time that he was in the elevator and he said to like an there were four or five different, you know, geeks in the elevator with him and he just said, "Hey guys, which song from Mega Man am I thinking about right now?" And like I think like the third guess was right and it was like Dr. Wily's theme from Mega Man 2 or something like that. And then
say it was the Mega Man 2 intro theme because it always is.
You were close. and then they all started singing it together. And so
that's awesome. I
mean, that's the kind of anecdote you hear, and it's like, yeah. I need to go to that.
So. Yeah.
We actually do kind of not quite the same thing, but we actually play a game in line at places. It started really with us at Free Comic
Book Day.
We stole it from Chris Hardwick, but I didn't like know our that
entire,
when
we stole our entire show from Chris Hardwick. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to The Nerdist. Yeah, I'm Chris Hardwick. No, it's like, we'll just sit in line and there'll be tons of people around us. One of us will just turn to somebody else in the group and goes, hey guys, I'm thinking of a thing. And then what it is you will have a thing in your head and everybody has to go around in a circle and try to guess the thing you're thinking. And it gets really weird.
And then you play it like apples to apples. You're like, yeah.
So whoever you think either was the closest or the one you loved the best wins.
It gets accurate sometimes.
Yeah. Somebody one time was like geometric colors. And I was like, what is, that's not a thing. Yeah.
That was
just
probably,
made that up?
That was probably the lead singer of a ska band we all love.
No, it wasn't.
It
that
wasn't?
Was Holden.
No. Oh, that'll make sense too. Yeah. Sorry. This has no prescience to you whatsoever. You don't know these people.
He's a guy. His name was Holden.
You guys real quick, because I was curious sitting out there in the audience member mode, and that was because I haven't had a chance to listen to the podcast yet, but I'm absolutely going to now.
Thank you.
And my question was, what do you guys, like, I know you say you're into gaming big, and so, you know, kindred spirit, already like you.
You are the two I'm not sure about yet.
Well, no, I mean, I like you guys too, but I would like you more if I knew that we had even more in common. So, what do you guys, like? What are your fandoms like? The hardest core, because I like everything, but there are things
hardest
I like
core.
More, you know?
You don't want me to go full nerd.
Oh,
nerd.
My God.
He will put it on the table.
I already established hard PG-13. It's cool.
No. It's funny because I sort of, when I'm hanging out with these guys, feel like the dork in the room sometimes because I
nerd.
Because my nerd isn't even like mainstream nerd cool sometimes. Like I was like working on programming an NES cartridge that I was gonna acid etch myself and trying to redesign a map around
it. That's ridiculously amazing.
Yeah, but I can't talk to like yesterday was the first time I found somebody that I could even talk to about it. But more mainstream. I really like Marvel Comics. I grew up on Mega Man. I love that kind of stuff. And I'm kind of more of like I'm a creator. Like I come to it on a creator's approach. So like I like just looking at the process and
yeah.
Cool. This is such a loaded fucking question.
Alex didn't start reading comic books until we started the podcast.
No. That is not true. Do not say that.
I started with Watchmen after Watchmen. So
I meant regularly.
Yeah. Okay.
But you got dove into comics while we're doing the show.
All right, here's the deal. Grew up. On the other side of this, I grew up in a very intellectual household, but I was a jock with intelligence. So it was weird because I played a lot of competitive soccer for years and years and years. But
you
I love
like Magic too, right?
But my brother brought home Magic the Gathering when I was a little kid, and I just got crazy deep into that shit. And like when
remember
I was too
when we
young
used to bring
to
our
play.
Decks to. Summer enrichment school?
Well, my dad played too. So since my dad played with us, I got into it. I got my dad's old cards. I got my brother's old cards.
Did
I had
your dad
thousands.
Play Magic?
Yeah, he was good too. Uncle Istvan. That's all I'm gonna say. But like the whole thing really was. He's into it. My dad's actually here.
He's also got Spider-Man face paint. Rob.
Yeah. My girlfriend
that
painted
my
dad like Spider-Man. This is the best goddamn day. The thing is that I was always nerdy about stuff. I just didn't realize I was nerdy about stuff.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't really a thing that I could attach myself
like
to back
that.
Then.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I also, and this is very strange because when people ask me what I'm most passionate about, that list ends up being I love comics and creating. I love board games and I love culture. I'm very oddly enough, like I am a student for English literature, but I grew up in a household with a parent that is a professor in cultural anthropology, and like no shit, it's on my list for things that I love, and that's very unique for me to be able to be in the situation I'm in, because everything we do, I look at from that perspective.
Yeah, you're an observant participant.
Yes. So like, it's very fun for me to do this because everything we do, everything we get to go see, it's all analytics to me in a way. And I get to look at it from that perspective. And it's very, it's lucky that I get to do that because I get to understand why I think the way I do, why the other people might act the way they do. And it's really fun for me to look at it from that angle because it's always interested me, like, why is this person this person?
Yeah.
Well, if you like Portlandian documentary now, which I
cannot recommend that more.
You owe really that show and him. What's his name?
Fred Armiston.
You owe Fred Armiston's talent to exactly that.
Yeah.
He talks about how he watched and imitated people, and his friends were like, "Oh my God, you're amazing at that." Yeah. And he just watched, and it was his curiosity that led him to be as talented as he is.
And documentary now is
that razor sharp satire that he's able to just because he's gotten to the root of it.
And the documentary now is purely satire of a style itself.
Yeah.
You know, like there's nothing inherently funny per se about it. Yeah, there's bit jokes and stuff there, but it's just like you can tell that he like watched some PBS as a child.
Yeah.
You know, like
you know what somebody grew up on. Yeah. Like you do. And that's the thing is that like no matter what you grew up on and what you love and what you're passionate about, like we've done shows with the head chef at a really nice restaurant in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah. It was a great episode.
And it was an awesome episode because the guy is passionate about it, and that's nerdy. Yeah. Like, we don't get, like, like the whole bean counter thing for baseball and all that shit, like,
that's nerdy.
That's the nerdiest thing on the planet. The
fantasy thing, football is fucking nerdy.
Yeah.
The other thing that's cool is when we have guests on like that, like, everybody sort of has their guilty pleasure nerd. Even if it's somebody that's not about it, like everybody's like, oh yeah, I totally go see all the Marvel movies. Like, oh man, I grew up reading comic books.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has that thing, no matter what it is. So it's a way to bring it home and kind of talk about it too.
Yeah.
Well,
that's nice.
What's great about it is, especially if you're doing a show, is you want to be passionate about it, whether it's, you know, something geeky or if you want to do a podcast on barbecuing. There are people who are geeks for barbecue.
Yeah. There's a barbecue podcast. Yeah. There is one. Yeah, sure. I know about it.
I want to do a barbecue episode.
And like that's one of the things barbecue. I'll say is when we have guests, we always try to just let them talk about what they want to talk about. Like we had, you know, if Kevin and I want to talk about Power Rangers for 20 minutes, we will. Or if
can we talk about Power Rangers for 20 minutes?
Yes. What do you guys think of the trailer?
I'm stoked. I'm stoked.
I'm interested.
I'm stoked. I mean,
them. It helped a little more seeing it on the big screen.
Yeah,
it was a little better on the big screen.
Awkward watching it on my phone when it came out, and then.
But I mean, that just gives me a huge nostalgia boner. Like I used to wake up in the morning at 6 a.m. because my parents would tape. My parents would tape the previous days because I couldn't watch it because I was at school when it came on, or I was like in theater or something. So my parents would tape it. And I'd have to fast forward through the David Letterman show that my dad had taped the night before, and I would watch Power Rangers while I ate my peanut butter and jelly toast. Mm-hmm. Like that, it just, I don't care what form it comes in, I'm just excited that people are going to be excited about it again. And I felt the same way about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, even though those are not my Ninja Turtles. But I'm still excited that people are excited about it.
Exactly. And, you know,
weird nostrils.
When you have topics like that where we can just ramble off about Power Rangers, or like when we had Cliff from Internet Picnic on, we had an entire, like, discussion about the series finale of Dinosaurs from ABC. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's the sort of
you mean the best ending to a show ever?
The most depressing?
Oh.
No, because it's real. Because that's how it happened.
And it's freaking tragic.
No, it's not tragic.
That baby's gonna die.
They all die. You know they die. You know they all die when the show starts because they're dinosaurs.
Hey, but we don't need it.
Look, okay, just... Okay.
See what happens? You see? This was supposed to be about getting heard. We're talking about dinosaurs, folks. This is the reality of, like, having a bunch of nerds with ADHD on a podcast.
Yeah. Hold on. Can I just get a real quick, like, can I get a hell yeah for dinosaurs?
Hell yeah.
Okay, then shut up. It went well. I don't see your problem.
I don't have a problem. It's just...
Do we want people to ask questions?
Like, a few weeks ago, we did an episode on favorite sci-fi movies, and so, but the first hour, we were talking movies we'd seen recently and all that, and news and all that, and it, Richie went on, like, an epic talk about, like, Pete's Dragon. It was great. Like, like you and Jordan. And
no, I need
about,
to like,
So yeah, I mean, awesome. it basically, I was at the drive-in. I'll give you the real short version. I was at the drive-in that they have up there in Hillsboro. Not Hillsboro.
In Eden?
Henderson. Oh. There you go. Yeah. The Raleigh drive-in. And my first time at that place, and it was really cool. But anyway, it was a doubleheader, and it was, the first movie was Pete's Dragon, the second movie was Kubo. And Kubo was amazing, by the way.
Still need to see that.
It's amazing. I mean, really, like, I used to be a big fan of emo, I'll admit it. And, like, I felt, like, the emo vibe coming
look
off.
Look at this table.
Coming off that mess.
Tell me what you think happened in 2004.
Time out. Gerard, I was waiting for one of the panels to start to come in here and host. Gerard Way walks past me, and I had to fan myself because I was getting the vapors. Okay? We're all fucking emo. All
right. But anyway, so
I have a Coheed and Cambria tattoo.
Do you really?
I have three.
Yeah. So is Alex.
Second stage turbine blade
I've
or whatever?
I've got second stage here. Well, I've got the Dragonfly, the Keywork, and I've got the Afterman.
How was the comic?
It's what better after some things happened, but good. Okay. Yeah, after I think it was his name, Peter David, after he started to help Claudio with story structure and everything.
Peter
like
David's genius from X Factor and whatnot. Yeah.
He got a lot better. But anyway.
But anyway, so let me tell you this story real quick. So Pete's Dragon was ending, and I made sure of that before I got there. I was like, I want to get there after the Pete's Dragon remake is over. So I got there like 5 minutes before it ended, and we were stuck outside because they don't let people in until the movie's over. So we're outside, but our radio could just pick up like a little bit of the movie. And I was like, I bet you this is the part of the movie where that dragon's dying. Or where some really sad shit's happening. I guarantee that's happening to like pull on your heartstrings in an artificial, annoying way. And then we like tune it in. And then there's this narrator voice goes, and that was the last time they ever saw that dragon.
And I was like,
oh, I'm telling you, that's exactly right.
Okay, so just as a quick question, has, for all of us, because we're all consumers of various media, and we know the tricks of the trade, like being a smart mark, does that ever annoy your friends who aren't?
Oh, gosh.
Because I'm usually the one at the
end. It annoys me, myself.
I'm like, God damn it, I know who the fucking killer is. Like, I just wanted to enjoy this episode of SVU.
Like, tell me,
I can't.
Tell me it isn't always like the slightly higher named actor. It always
is
that.
No.
It's always Dean Cain. It's always Dean Cain.
And him.
So I'm like the only like geek in the normal sense of the word, like in my family. But I get into the discussion earlier. My brother and dad are the biggest sports nerds you'll ever meet on the planet.
Right.
And so, but different kind of, you know. And so, I love my family to death, but I cannot watch movies with them.
Do you ever ruin movies for them? Just,
oh gosh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. They got mad at me before. But yeah. But
and it's like he's the killer, and 25 minutes later, motherfucker.
My dad loves Jim Brown more than he loves me. That gives you.
I love Jim Brown more than I love you.
He's back there nodding.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
It's Jim Brown.
But thank you. Dad, this guy, you, him, hang out. You're going to be bros. We got a thumbs up to actually run a little long. Actually,
that's okay with everybody. I don't know if anybody has anything to do.
Do you guys mind? Like, we got a couple buddies of ours that we'd like to get up here and sit in with us a little bit.
We do?
Yes, Todd and Tony.
Oh, great. Yes.
Let's get them in.
Yeah.
So these are a couple friends of ours that we've had on before that are
frequent guests.
Awesome at doing this.
Tony, crawl under
the table. By the way, give them a round of applause.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
That was awesome. By the way, in the very near future, you will see us on each other's podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I would love to come out and talk with you guys.
I'm trying to decide where to sit.
So I can
grab a thigh.
We'll just rotate.
You know
it's
what?
Fine.
You know what? It's going to be right here.
Are we musical chairing this?
How does I move to the left?
But yeah. So Todd and Tony are friends of ours that are in the industry. These are two creators that have been working, basically doing actually two different things. We have a writer and a colorist up here.
Did you lick it?
What?
Stay on point. Come on.
Well, first of all, that mic doesn't work.
Like professional.
And you broke it. This is why we can't have nice things. But anyway, we want to talk.
Todd is standing.
Only
up
they can see you.
His face.
You do realize
that was for the internet.
You do realize that.
Todd, that mic doesn't even work.
Kevin, this is what we deal with on a regular basis.
Todd's never got to talk in the fancy mic.
No worries.
There we go.
What? I said you never got to talk in the fancy mic.
No, not in a fancy mic. I'm one of the hosts of Hunnic Outcasts. We're a pop culture review show. Imagine that.
Never heard of those before.
Yeah, I know. Our show is unique, I think, to your guys because it's all on Skype. Our host is in Florida, I'm in South Carolina, and then we have a husband and wife art team in Indiana.
How is that?
It's every very week. Tricky.
Because yeah. we can barely Skype guests in.
Yeah, because if your Skype's not working, it screws the entire show up. A lot of times, the three of them will be on Skype, and I'll actually just be on the phone.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of nice, because I like to do the show in my underwear.
Yeah.
it's fun. But, you know, we ended up talking about a bunch of things. In fact, I wanted to ask Kevin, because you guys...
Jesus, God. So good.
Since you guys talk about a lot of different topics, how do you decide week to week or show to show?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I imagine you don't want it to be heavy one way or the other.
Right.
How do you make that call?
Yeah, since we have the four subsets, you know, Joy of Gaming, Joy of TV, Joy of Film, Joy of Comics, we try to alternate between those as much as we can. And so some weeks, you know, like, I mean, let's say, like, if Doctor Strange is coming out, we're doing a review on that.
So oh,
that'll
sure.
be good. We try to, like, alternate as much as we can and kind of plan it around, okay, what are the big shows coming out, movies? Those are the ones we really have to plan around. And then comics we can do anytime because we're always reading something. There's always news coming out.
Yeah.
But what we do usually as far as before, we record, like, on Sundays, and when we record at my house, when we get to my house, we... okay, these are the big things we're going to hit on, and then it'll, you know, we generally stay on, like, hit on the big things we want to talk about, and then we can, you know, diverge into any number of tangents and whatnot, but yeah, sure. I mean,
it just so digresses.
So, like, we'll lay out the big news stories, you know, like if someone's been cast in something, or new director, or...
Oh, so you actually do, like, news on it, and then get into a review.
We like, I mean, for the news, we like to have something that's, like, an official story, so we're not just, I mean, there are times where we're speculating, you know, if a trailer's out or something like that, but yeah, we like to have something tangible to talk about and then, you know, move into a review or something, but yeah, we do, I mean, there are entire episodes where we're just talking about news from, or like, we'll do episodes on San Diego Comic-Con and New York Comic-Con when a ton of trailers come out and all this news, but yeah, we can easily talk for an hour and a half about, you know, movie and TV news.
That's cool.
Comic news.
Just to, you know, pimp my show a little bit more. Hunnic Outcast, we part of the fun thing about it is we have, like I mentioned, the four hosts. But we have Jeremy, who's the critic, the husband and wife art team who have worked for Marvel DC. They're doing some independent stuff through Guerrilla Comics X. And then me, the writer. I'm a comic book writer. You can find me out there at 408. I'm the writer of The First Adventures on Earth with Adam and Steve.
Adam and Stevie.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. But, you know, that...
A skeleton and a dinosaur.
Yeah. Adam wakes up, realizes he's alive, and is immediately eaten by a dinosaur. So, and it progresses from there. It's Calvin and Hobbes with more Bible jokes. Anyway, but having those four people kind of let us approach a different movie or comic or whatever from different perspectives, and I think that's one of the things that helps give our show a little bit of an edge, is that you've got a critic, a husband and wife art team, and then a writer.
It's always good to have diversity in what you're doing.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to have four people who have the exact same opinions on everything.
Right.
Yeah, does that ever...
It's boring.
No.
I don't think we have that problem, because we all bring different... I mean, yes, we're all writers. Shameless plug, Jordan Alseca has his first comic coming out next month.
Yes!
All right. Nice.
So we all have that in common, but as far as, like, you know, which medium we prefer, I mean, my interest in film is greater. That is definitely the biggest of the three. You know, I mean, I could talk all these 80s movies and stuff. And
you and I are going to get along.
Yeah. Okay. And then Jordan is, I mean, gaming, TV, comics. Like, I mean, it's hard to pick one that he's, like, most knowledgeable in, because I feel like he knows every show that's ever come out. And
heard
that, but he also knows, like, he writes for TV website too, so he knows, like, so his knowledge is crazy good. But we all have, like, those little niches that we're super passionate about. So we have that linking us together, that we're all, you know, journalists, aspiring writers. But as far as, like, subjects we're most passionate about, there's diversity there. That really helps. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And the disagreements are so much fun.
Because you don't want to be talking in a vacuum chamber.
No.
It's like sitting there and arguing.
No.
is pointless.
I have a question for the entire panel because I've been doing some sports writing this past football season, since September. And one of the things that I found in my research before I got started was that a lot of sports writers did not study journalism in college. Right. Now, for
Mitch,
you guys,
Mitch Albom certainly didn't, okay. from what I've read.
Right. So for you guys, who did and didn't go to college, and if you did, what did you study?
Oh. I went to college for theater, actually. With a concentration in acting. Surprise.
Kevin, you're in school, yes?
I'm in school. I have a month left. I'm English. We're all English majors, so we met through the newspaper at NC State.
Nerds.
Nice.
I have a film studies concentration, creative writing minor. Ties in directly.
Nice. Zolo. this one's impressive.
So I did go to college. Jizz.
Colleges.
I started at NC State back in
06.
It would have been 06. Oh,
okay. That's when we graduated, buddy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, because you were 2 years after me.
7.5 years later, I graduated with 2 degrees and 298 credit hours worth of studies.
That's the beginning of the impressiveness. It continues.
It continues. I left NC State because I always wanted to go to school for design, for art, and everything else. Hence the being at a combo convention and an insufferable nerd.
Yes.
I went to NC State to do industrial design, and then they were like, "Oh yeah, you can't get into the design school until your junior year." I'm like, that. So I went to Savannah College of Art and Design for 3 years.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Sold my firstborn child and the secondborn as well.
That's me.
And that, yeah, they haven't gotten you yet. And then.
Who'd you study under?
Oh, God.
Go ahead and tell them. Just say the name.
I studied under a lot of wonderful professors. Nolan Woodard was my colorist. He was my introduction to color. Sean Crystal was my introduction to inking. They were great. They were like the faculty standards. And then I was introduced to Brian Stelfreeze, who's been a huge,
dude, it's terrifying.
Colin is terrified of Stelfreeze.
Scared. I could stand and talk to Adam Hughes for hours, and Stelfreeze walks up, and I'm just like, bye. But like, just walk away.
We have walked up to Stelfreeze, and I will sit there, and I will have a conversation with him, and Colin will just go.
I just play Angry Birds while I'm.
and can't make eye contact.
And Brian's been a huge influence, and is constantly a huge influence. I see him every year. I go to Heroes Con. I ran into him again at New York Comic Con this year. He kicks my ass every time I talk to him. And then Laura Martin, I was introduced to through SCAD as well. Yes. And
insane.
There was huge names that I was introduced to, and I actually met them all at Heroes Con in Charlotte. I met Brian through SCAD. He did a workshop. I watched him do his watercolor in person, which was wonderful.
Religious.
Yeah, it was a religious experience. And then met everybody else, all my other contacts through comics. I've met through Heroes Con and everything else. And then took a year after SCAD and went to community college just to like fill in the gap, you know, whatever. And was working at a restaurant full time. And ended up teaching the class that I was taking at the community college.
I didn't know this story.
Yeah, that happened. There was a few classes.
For Scythe County, coming in strong, y'all.
Well, it was because it was a digital arts class, and I had such an extensive background in Photoshop. I went in, and I'm like, oh, I'm just here. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a speed painting real quick. And I'm like, what's the time limit? They're like, oh, 30 minutes. I'm like, oh.
I thought you said speed.
I was like, done. Yeah. So I ended up teaching a couple classes there and going through workshops, teaching them, did little ins and outs. But and then went to the University of Charlotte and graduated there after 2.5 years.
And dropped out of college.
I am so proud of you.
So did I forgot college. To mention that.
That's right.
No, but I went to college for entertainment technology with a focus on recording, which is why I'm doing this now. And that's actually where me and Alex met. In a roundabout way.
We're probably going to wrap it up like right after this, just because I think they're probably getting antsy. But I actually
antsy and they're pantsy.
Yeah, I when I graduated, I went to UNCG for a semester. They didn't have the degree they said they offered. I left there, ended up in school with Chris, doing sound editing, recording, and live sound and technologies, and realized I was not good enough at it, even though I had been doing it already for 5 years. So I was like, I got to get out of here because I will not make money at this. And I went back to UNCG and a few years later.
Wait, I don't mean to interrupt, but you went to comics after that, right?
Yeah,
was that the mindset, Alex, that you went from recording that you couldn't make a career out of and money out of?
I'm going to go to comics.
Okay, first of all.
I'm going to be a creative
first
writer.
It's not rough.
First of all, I just want to point this out.
In comics, see?
First of all, I got a book picked up this weekend. I don't want to hear it. And yeah.
Thank you.
And second of all, I did go back to college. I am on my 10th year. I am
Holy
actually
shit.
Yeah. Dude, my 10-year anniversary for a reunion was this year for high school.
When do you start practicing medicine?
What you don't know is he already has.
Yeah. Holistic.
You put up air quotes on medicine.
Yeah.
Medicine.
But I am currently at UNC Greensboro. I have literally all I've got left is foreign language and filler courses, and I'll have my degree in creative writing and rhetoric. So that's
really good at rhetoric.
That's kind of why I do this. So that's my education background. I guess that's it.
Do we want to do picks and plugs?
Picks and plugs.
This is something that we do. I don't know. Do you guys kind of do?
Yeah. Cool.
You guys get it.
Yeah. So if we want to start,
I didn't know we were doing this.
We always
it's
do
an
this.
Episode,
I
dummy.
Think about it.
For those of you who don't know, picks and plugs. Of course, everybody knows what plugs is. Picks. Everybody is going to pick something they think you guys should all go out and actively seek. My pick this week is actually going to be a comic book that I found out about through an episode we did, and that is Cyrus Perkins and the Haunted Taxi Cab. That is Dave Dwanch's book. He actually had a medical illness that was really bad, and he got into a cab and he told the cab driver if he dies in the cab, he's haunting the cab. And he did that, and then when they got to the hospital and he got better, he was like, oh shit, that's a comic book. So he actually wrote a comic book where a guy died in a cab and now he haunts the cab. It's awesome. He's got it for sale. I suggest everybody go pick it up. It is great. So, and Chris?
Come back to me.
God, again?
Every
time?
Week.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
We're doing a panel. I didn't think about it being in it. I'm sorry.
What? Chris doesn't like things. All right, Zolo.
Zolo, do you have a pick?
I'll be back.
Zolo doesn't, yeah.
God, this is terrible.
Yeah, I did, bro.
Can I plug my own stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's your plug, but you can't. You got to pick something and then plug something.
I have to pick something else.
And then plug something.
I mean, you know what? Let him do both. Let it be both.
That's fine. Yeah. We'll just smash it together.
Okay. I
change the rules for Todd fucking Davis.
The last thing I read, I picked it up for free on Comixology, was Jupiter Ascending, Volume 1. Just kind of randomly.
Like the movie?
That's what I thought, and I was just like, well, it's free. Let's see if the book's any better. But I think the book and the movie have nothing to do with each other. So
like any Wachowski Brothers adaptation.
Right.
Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly.
Wachowskis.
Yeah,
sorry.
There you go. So Jupiter Ascending, Volume 1, it follows these explorers in the 1940s or 50s. They find an island, there's some alien technology, it gives them superpowers, and then it jumps ahead 20 years, and now their kids have superpowers, and they're kind of terrible people. And then some of the older members of the family start to express ideas about how they would run the world. And then it skips ahead, and now one of the evil uncles is now sitting in the Oval Office with the president's blood all over the office and the desk, basically declared.
Sold.
Yeah, and the children that were kind of terrible people have now become responsible and realize that they have to do something about their parents and uncles and whatnot. It's that's in a nutshell, but it's man, is it worth the reading.
That
it's
doesn't
really,
have
really
nothing
awesome.
To do with no Mila Kunis or no Channing Tatum.
That's
like, that's
true.
That sounds a lot more interesting.
Yeah, it's really, really great. Unfortunately, I didn't realize I was going to be up here. Otherwise, I would have made a note of who did the art and who did the writing. So I don't know who did either.
But just look it up.
The art, is very reminiscent of Shaolin Cowboy, the guy that does Cowboy.
Yeah.
So that's my pick. My plug, I already mentioned it, but I'll mention it again. The First Adventures on Earth with Adam and Steve. It's at the table.
Very funny.
Volume one is only $7.
It's huge.
A year-long volume for only $7. And I'll sign it for you and everything.
My pick this week is going to be Ginger Dead Man by Brockton McKinney.
Very good.
It is fantastic if you're a fan of the film, the fantastic Full Moon film featuring Gary Busey as a psychotic gingerbread man. It's a pun. It's kind of typecasting, so you'll have to forgive him there. Go on and check that out. You can find it at Brockton McKinney's table. He probably will not be there. He will not
he's the
be there.
Coordinator.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my pick. My plug will be 100% Us, Name Redacted. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, whatever your choice is.
Name Redacted Podcast.
NameRedactedPodcast.com. The end.
My pick is still my favorite comic recently is called Jeff Steinberg, Champion of Earth from Oni Press. It is ridiculously absurd, very Scott Pilgrim-esque. It's about a guy who works at a video store, and he gets chosen by aliens to be the Champion of Earth.
Nice.
I cannot pronounce the writer's last name, the artist, the co-writer, Tony Fleeks, I believe. Then Joshua Howell, I think it's Fialkov, but I could be wrong, and I don't want to butcher him. But that one's great. Also love Faith from Valiant, which is
Faith is so good. Amazing.
So, so good.
Go pick that up if you haven't. And then plug, the joyofgeek.net. That's where you can find all our articles and podcasts. You can find each of us on Twitter. And Jordan's book is called Terminal Protocol. It comes out December 28th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There we go.
Chris and Tony, real quick picks, and then we'll take it out.
Tiny Epic Western. It's a card game. The box is about this big, but it takes up the whole table. It's got...
how big for people who can't see it?
Size of a bread box.
Whatever. They'll figure it out. It's this four-phase, tabletop game with, the core mechanic is like a poker element, but it's, watered down to, accommodate, more traditional tabletop. It's really cool. You gotta check it out. It's hard to explain, but it's awesome.
I love tabletop games.
Yeah.
Jumping back to Oni Press... They are releasing some crazy stuff lately.
Yeah,
but I have to jump on board. I did it last time. I said it last time on when I did it.
Yeah.
Andrew McLean's Head Lopper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh my God! I just finished volume one. Oh, it's so good.
What's the synopsis? Sell me on it.
I'm gonna sell
elevator
you on it
right
pitch.
Now.
All elevator.
Right. Yeah.
Quick, we got a
quick elevator.
Quick elevator. Yeah. So this guy, he's like a barbarian, and he carries around a witch head that's all magical, but he just chops things' heads off. And when when blood comes out, it's like that super cool animated thing.
Very tame.
Yeah. And it's
awesome.
So Head Loppers, it puts it on Front Street.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's awesome.
Okay. It's not a metaphor.
It's head lopping.
Head lopping.
Yeah.
Colin, go ahead and take us out.
From Name Redacted Podcast and
Joy of Geek.
I am Colin Norris.
I'm Chris Nielsen.
I'm Alexander Fulmer.
Kevin Schaefer.
Go out and touch some butts, guys.